Brother Sun, Sister Moon. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. Brother Sun, Sister Moon. What an interesting title. Well, this is the title of a movie about Francis of Assisi. A movie that was filled with pathos, filled with drama, filled with spiritual wisdom, filled with all sorts of wonderful things. It was a movie that, if you wanted to, there was enough violence in there to make you barf, make you want to stop it and say, that's enough. But when you look past those incidents of violence, when you look past those incidents that may well have taken place, and you look at the storyline itself, and you come upon a most interesting revelation. And the revelation is, here was a man who found illumination early in life. He was in his early 20s. And he found illumination after having been himself in war and having been either mentally ill or physically ill because of the war, but coming out of it with a strength that was unbelievable. The strength that he had as he came out of it was that he was a lover, and he loved all creatures, great and small. He would have made a great James Herriot, wouldn't he? Loving all creatures, great and small. And we're shown one incident of his taking a little bird and wanting to hold it and wanting to love it, and yet letting it free. And he had the most amazing experience on it, because all the people saw him doing a strange and wonderful thing, climbing out on the roof after having been at death's door for so many times. It was an interesting experience. The story goes throughout its entire length. Not so much of the outer world, which was very much there, and the desire for money and the desire for control and the desire for papal authority and the desire for the church and the desire for many things. And through it all, this young man was determined to go and follow his own way. He didn't know what his own way was, but he thought he could go and follow his own way. And he did. He walked his path with dignity and with honesty and with integrity. And as he did this, he did something most remarkable. And what was most remarkable was that he was being himself and he was having fun. He was totally living in his inner bliss. Oh, it's true, he went out and built a church that was ramshackled and completely down. He gathered about him people who admired his way of looking at things. There were people that he grew up with, people who knew his integrity. They knew him to be a frolicsome fellow, one who enjoyed the games as much as they did. But there had always been something very special about him. He was the person who, when he found a cause, when he found an illumination, found something to go for, he went for it with all of his heart. Nothing could distract him from his goal. Always he went back to principle. And the principle was unconditional love. And he gave unconditional love toward his ideals, toward his understanding. And the church played a primary part in this understanding, because the church was the media through which he acted. And as the church did this, he naturally became associated with the church. People associated the church with him and thought he had to fulfill all of the dreams, desires, and goals of the church had. And one young man who had been one of his followers, one of his devotees of a very serious nature, told him that he could no longer follow that because within him was the need for a family, was the need for a home, was the need to be a parent. And Francis said to him, "We are not an order, we are not something where you have to do what we say here. We teach a philosophy of love, unconditional love, and if you feel that you want to leave us, that's fine. If you feel you want to go your own way, that's fine. If you feel you want to stay with us and go your own way too, that's fine too. Just be yourself. Follow your own inner heart. Follow your own inner reality. And as you follow your own inner reality, you will do the right thing." Well, the young man left. His heart was high in spirit, because he had this drive to be a parent. He had this drive for sex. He had this drive for family. He had this drive which did not 100% spend its time on the church activities. He wanted to be with the family. And so he did it. When you can follow a dream that you have, when I can follow a dream that I have, and I follow with unconditional love, I do not hurt anyone else. I do not take from anyone else. I do not demand of anyone else that they be what I be, that they follow what I follow, that they have my dream as their dream. Unconditional love means that I absolutely love everything in the universe and everybody. I love animals, all great and small. I love children. I love adults. I love everyone. I love myself. And with this love, with this compassion, with this desire to do everything in my eyes, being generous, loving, giving, sharing, being wonderful. Even when people would come and hurt me, try to destroy me, try to put me down, try to call me an idiot or call me insane, as they said of Francis, he stood forth firmly on what he believed. And he was tempted to go to see the Pope and use another man's statement to go to see the Pope. And as he attempted to read the statement, he couldn't do it because the statement wasn't him. And he had to say, "I must say what I want to say, what I need to say." The statement would have made him sound like a fine young man. But what he had to say made him sound like a spiritually illumined being. And the Pope, Pope Innocent III, understood this young man, because the Pope, too, had been an innocent young man in his early years, where he attempted to teach what the Church taught, attempted to teach the unconditional love that the Church was supposed to represent. And he recognized this in Francis, and he honored Francis. And because he honored Francis, all the church had to honor Francis too, and had to accept this most amazing young man. In the movie last night, 30% of those who watched it here at the monastery left the movies. They walked out. They thought it was too much violence. And this was before anything even really good got started. But the violence, they could not handle. But the violence was being done against this young man. And he could handle it very well. He was in bliss because he had found who he was. And he realized it was only in giving away all that he had and building upon the depth of his own being that he could be anything of consequence for himself. The violence that he saw during the war, which caused him mental anguish, perhaps prepared him and strengthened him for the violence that would follow as he followed his own path, as he lived according to the ideals within his own heart. And as he lived according to the ideals within his own heart, he was untouched. He was untouched. He stood forth valiant. He stood forth with honor. He stood forth with dignity. And all those who followed him found him to be a most noble being. All those who looked up to him and looked up to what he was teaching, what he was looking for himself, they found it in themselves because they too wanted that inner dignity, that inner awareness. Though 30% walked out on the movie and they missed the significance and they missed the magnificence of the movie, that's how many of us are in our life. When things get a little tough, when things get a little bit rough, we want to run away from it. And when we run away from it, it just follows us because we have not faced ourselves. We have not, with unconditional love, looked upon the circumstances and said, all is good and very good. They meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. And Francis looked at all who were attempting to stop him, attempting to thwart him, wanting him to be what they considered normal. And he was able to stand forth untouched by them and be himself and live a most noble, wonderful life. Yes, we know of all the great men. We heard saw the movie of the littlest Buddha. And as we saw that movie, we saw him too facing all of the great trials that he did in walking the path that his inner self woke up in him and told him to follow. When will the day come that we, you and I, will have the inner path wake up in us and tell us to follow it? We would like it to be now. We would like it to be this minute. Well, if we find it so difficult to even watch a movie and look past the violence to the glory that the movie portrays, then we will miss out on all the adventures in life. Because without unconditional love, as we view all things, we will see nothing. We will only see the appearances, the illusions, and not the reality, and not the glory of the divine within. Stand forth with me, if you will, and listen to your heart. And no matter what circumstance you face, stand forth with principle and judge not what another does. Merely recognize that you see through all things, and you see the truth therein. And that's really all that matters, isn't it? Francis of Assisi, quite a fellow. You, quite a person. Me, quite a person. I love you. I love you. I love you.